This is a podcast from the BBC.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Someone's been told a massive lie about Edinburgh Zoo. Also, how they dated by video in the 1980s. They were ahead of their time. Why I could not go out with Pete Davidson. And a listener that loves pizza even more than Chris. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Hello, I'm back. It's Scott on Radio 1. Shout out to the nice stewardess on my plane earlier from New York who had like a little bop to that on her own as she opened the doors to Manu and Crosscheck.
Really?
Yeah. Radio 1. Hope you're good this afternoon. Right, so what have I missed? I've missed the launch of the new Radio 1 Breakfast Show, even though I did listen to it when I was in America.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. Yeah, yeah.
That seems to be going really well.
Yeah, fully on.
And they've completely transformed this studio.
Yeah.
While I've been away, it's like, I was only away Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
It's well, no different. One knew you were going to New York either. You just sort of took off.
No, it's been planned for ages.
You don't share these plans, that's the thing. Anyway, was it a good time?
Yeah, really good time.
So yesterday I was with Jordan.
Yeah, it looks like you had a real fun time without me.
When he's on, in fact, that was the first show that we've done together.
Yeah.
I find myself almost copying his voice a little bit by accident.
How much? Do you?
Yeah, and it happens when I go and see, because I've got a lot of family in Leeds as well, my voice ever so slightly changes.
Go on, do it.
No.
Or do I need to be northern to hear you do it?
No, I just mean that you sort of start to copy slightly.
I know what you mean. It's like when I lived in Manchester, I used to go and visit my mum and she'd be like, you've gone all Manchester, because it happens if you're around a lot of people, you
know?
Yeah,
yeah, totally.
Jordan is a really good presenter, by the way. I just want to say that.
He is.
Out of the new ones, he's one of the best. Definitely. I mean, they're all good.
Well, I was going to say, do you want to do some kind of chart or something?
No, I just think that he's very good. But there is one thing, and I did listen to a bit of yesterday's show. I'm just not checking up. I just wanted to see what's happening.
You dropped in, did you? Just didn't message?
I like to lurk sometimes.
Yeah.
Something I have noticed about Jordan, he's definitely from the north of England.
This was, again, me gobbing off on Twitter. My mum's now ironing, thinking, oh, I wonder how a Jordan's thing down in London.
I wore this and my uncle was like, what is this, your London look now? What have you got on? Look. This is a shirt that you do not wear in the Big Window, honestly. When my mates come to Burnley for the first time, I'm like, come on, we'll go for a pint in Big Window. Like, why is it called
Big
Window?
That's a treat.
Yeah. Could it be a north-south thing?
Oh, I don't know. You love that kind of thing.
So he actually has a fly squatter in his hand. Tom, my phone's gone dead. I'll meet you at the Two Faces at 8:30. No, seriously, it's going to look like she's taking me out for the day.
Oh, yeah. David from Motherwell says...
From where?
First from Motherwell.
She's very well, thanks. Oh, come on. You've not heard that before.
That's awful.
I love him.
Jordan, you're northern, but my gosh, don't you just know it? Scott
Mills. I don't think his name is actually Jordan North. I think he's done it to get another mention of the North in there.
He loves to mention the North.
I don't think it's his name.
That's such a good theory.
However, I mean, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much of a coincidence.
We've not questioned that about him yet.
Yeah.
Surely not. Mr. North.
On another thing, why do I always do this to myself? Classic me. I always get the red eye, don't I?
Mm.
Do you know what that means? It's an overnight flight.
I got it wrong because I used to think it was the...
It's not that.
It's not that.
No, it's red eye, not the... Yeah. Like, just come back earlier.
You used to say I got the red eye last night. And I was like, that's really unlucky. And how come you keep doing it after your holiday?
No, it means an overnight flight. Like, just come back earlier, Scott. So I feel a bit sick.
Yeah, well, I'm boshing Hwemsips.
I saw that you were on those as well. Are you not feeling well?
No, I started to feel a bit rubbish yesterday, and there's definitely something going around here.
You know what it's like at this place. Everyone gets it.
Mm.
Like the plague. Everyone gets it.
Oh, it goes around so quickly.
Not like the plague.
Not like that at all.
That's overdramatic.
But what you're saying is it spreads quick.
It does spread quick. Sorry, I've just got off a flight. I'm feeling mad. Is that why you asked for some anti-bag earlier?
Yeah, I was saying let's scrub down the studio, and that's nothing against the people that were in here before.
Imagine if one or both of us were sick live on air before the end of the show. It would be pretty awesome.
I've only been sick on the show once,
yes.
And that was from a game rather than an illness.
It reminds me of that Swedish TV presenter who was doing one of those like, late-night quiz shows, talking to a caller. But beware, by the way, if you're having your lunch right now, this is gross, but I do want to play it, because this could happen today. So she's doing, like, you know those late-night ones where you can call up and win money, right?
Mm.
Here she is. And it just comes up all of a sudden, like, she doesn't know what's going to happen. It's just there, look.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, vet du?
Niklas.
Hey, Niklas, vad du för svart med?
Tull.
Come on, Scott. What's going on?
Oh, it's just a noise.
Mate.
As it hits the shiny TV floor.
Oh, I hate the little pre-hiccup as well. Oh,
no. Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris, what have you got for me?
This guy messaged me and I really, really wanted to get him on the show. Because I think this is amazing if what has happened is true. Alistair, hello.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Alistair, you love pizza as much as I do, don't you? Tell us about your story.
So I moved away from home when I was 18, but most people obviously go to university, but I didn't. I got a job. So suddenly I was in a position miles from home where I didn't have the responsibility of cooking and I was earning some money, so I could spend it on whatever I wanted, which happened to be pizza.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, man, you're a bad cook, you're 18, you've got some disposable income, so you're like, I don't need to learn how to cook, I'll just have pizza all the time.
Absolutely that. So four or five times a week I would go up to the...
That's probably not great for you.
It probably wasn't looking back, and I'm still trying to lose the weight now, I think.
Are you?
Would you do a different pizza on every time that you went? Like, I don't know,
no.
Tuesday, no. Like a margarita, Wednesday. No, always the same?
Absolutely, exactly the same every time. So much so that when they saw my car pulling into the car park, they would have it in the oven before I got out of the car.
Right, there he is. Get it in the oven,
this
lads.
This is great. Alistair's here, the usual. What was the usual?
It was a large thin margarita, potato wedges, and then profiteroles for pudding.
Oh my word!
Every day,
champion.
Well, I was living by myself. I had no family, no sort of partner or anything anywhere near me. So I just thought I'd go and spend all my money on pizza. Really.
And would you have it in the restaurant, or would you take it home like a lonely person?
Oh, no, I'd have it in a restaurant.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad. Because, like, did they become your friends?
They did. They were closer. They were closer than anyone else. It was in Manchester. Like, honestly, closer than anyone else I knew in that area.
Right, because I moved away from home, like, when I was 16. And you're right. Like, you're just on your own. You don't know anyone because I'd moved areas. And people like that, like the people in the local shop or the people in the local pizza place, they kind of become your mates.
They absolutely do. They're the only people who you really see outside of work, and they give you a nice smile, and they're always up for a bit of a chat. I know it's their job, but it's still nice as
Totally.
As a young man.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, when I moved away to Manchester, once again, didn't know anyone. So, like, the ladies on the checkout in the local Tesco's, they kind of became my friends for a while. They did. I still remember their names.
Come on.
True.
They weren't your only friends.
They were. I didn't know anyone. I'd move there for the job.
The ladies on the checkout.
Chris.
How often were you doing that then? Because that's such a like brief experience that you have with them, isn't it? It's not like we've sat down and had a pizza. Like, you're there for like 20 seconds or something.
Yeah,
or at least a couple of minutes, maybe.
Well, I used to long it out a bit.
Did you?
Oh, sometimes.
Or pretend that you'd need something else.
I'd buy more shopping than I needed to, yeah. Just to make it last a bit longer. Didn't know anyone.
Disposable income.
And then back to the one-bedroom flat in Sale.
Going back to the pizza restaurant, though...
Remember, the name's Pat, Sue.
Your relationship got so close, didn't it, Alistair, with the pizza restaurant? Then what happened?
Well, after about 60 months, I got a new job in Kent, so I was obviously leaving the area. And I told them this because they were my friends, and so they got me a leaving card when I went.
See, they were your friends. Right.
Absolutely.
We'll be back in a second. Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
You there, Alistair?
Hello.
Alistair moved away from home when he was 18. Couldn't be bothered to cook. Had some disposable income, so just went for pizza at his local pizza joint like four or five times a week, where he would have, was it a thin margarita?
Yes.
Some wedges.
Wedges.
And?
Profiteroles.
Profiteroles.
Wow. Every day. The dream was being lived. Anyway, they became your pizza friends because you didn't know anyone else. Can you remember their names?
Yeah, there was Danny, Andrew. Andrew was the manager. Dawn was the assistant manager. There was Dave as well, Emma and Karen.
you know all of them.
I'm still Facebook friends with about three or four of them.
Okay, so eventually you moved away from this area, but like you saw them pretty much every day. They were your mates.
They were my mates, absolutely that.
And they gave you a card when you left the area.
They did. It was incredibly kind of them.
Okay, can we just talk through what was in the card?
Okay, so it just says, "To Alistair, sorry for you leaving, but what great news about your new job. Wish you all the best. Love from all management and staff at Stockport 2. It was the second establishment in Stockport, number one's in the town centre. And then they've all signed it.
And I've got a picture of the leaving card right in front of me here with the messages in. And it is lovely, some of the messages. Would you like me to read them, Scott?
I would love that.
To Al, good luck. Don't forget us. Love, Dave. To Al, all the best in your new job. May the future, spelled wrong, hold much more for you. That's kind of, I think that's a nice message.
Yep.
I go on. To Big Al, good luck with the new job and finding a better Pizza Hut. You're going to be missed. Love, Danny. Says one here, says, good luck, mate. Love, Potwash. And then this one's in really small writing, so I would like to read it. But it's, good luck in Kent and the new job. You were always a true fan of the Hut Stockport 2 and will be missed. From Andrew, store manager.
I mean, this is next level of when I used to get... do you remember I used to get a Christmas card from the local curry house every year?
Yes.
Which suggests that you are frequent. But not as frequent as you, Alistair.
I'm rather proud of it. And sort of ashamed.
And since you've moved, have you found anywhere to replace it?
I did. Pizza Hut in Sittingbourne, near to Faversham in Kent, then became my new regular. But I've since moved away from there as well.
All right.
Okay, and how did they rate against Stockport 2? Were they as friendly and welcoming, or just not quite it?
They were also very friendly. I became friends with them as well in time, but I never sort of officially told them I was leaving, so I never got a leaving card.
Oh, you did a Houdini, did you? You just went.
This is great. This is your party trick, Alistair. All of your friends are pizza people.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Did you ever socialise with any of them?
I've never socialised with them outside of work, although one of the girls did recently get married, and because I was friends with them, I was wishing them well on their wedding day.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you got invited maybe just to the evening.
Imagine.
No, sadly not. Not quite.
Imagine. I would love to know someone who's in a better relationship than Alistair was with his pizza place there, because it must happen then. You're saying you were mates with the checkout ladies?
Yeah. If anything like this has happened to you, then let's open this up on 8119. You know, when you move to a new area, you don't know anyone, and like these people, they do become your mates. Alistair, that's a great story. Thank you very much for being on.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. Scott
Mills. So when I was off yesterday, did you play my tune of the week? Hope you did.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Bazzy Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
She won two VMAs last night. I liked this one on her Instagram. She was doing like what everyone does, even pop stars, before a night out. She's got like someone doing her hair, someone doing her makeup, just there with a large glass of wine getting VMAs ready.
Nice.
Beautiful. Bazzy Camila Cabello coming up. Right, so you brought this to my attention, and since you did, I can't stop watching it.
I think it's just interesting knowing how your parents went about meeting new people.
Well, generally, I think they would go out and do it. Like, it'd be in bars and clubs and that, right?
All right, but what I'm saying is before Tinder and all of that, this was the way to do it.
Well, they didn't have dating apps. But, like, this idea was actually ahead of its time, because I found out now that on one of the apps, if you're in the dating scene, you can do not just a photo, but you can do a looped video now as well. But that's so hard to know what to say. That's another extra level of pressure there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a small audition.
Yeah.
Unless you just go silent with it, and I don't know, just do a twirl or something, or...
Right, yeah.
Maybe a dilly-dilly or something, I don't
know.
Yeah.
But, like, you can tell so much more about a person from a video rather than just a still or a few still pictures. It's going to change the game. But they were doing this in the 80s. Who knew? So... It's called Video Dating in the 80s, and it's got a little cute theme tune as well.
Well, let's set the scene, shall we? So, it was the first person I thought of. Let's imagine your mum. She sat there. She's in front of the TV. And she's got the VHS player there. She's taken out the video and puts it in.
Why is it always my mum as an example? All right, okay, cool, let's go with it. All right, so here's the opening titles. Are you looking for me? I'm looking for someone. Where can you be? Someone. Where can you be? Just someone. Anyone. Okay, so we've got some characters on here. They're all blokes, okay? So imagine, it is the 80s. It's quite dated. Well, all these blokes, and they generally they've got moustaches. They all look like they could be an anchorman. And many of them are in heinous brown suits as well. Why were men's glasses so thick in the 80s? Like actual milk bottles. But they're massive. How can you see through those, mate? Anyway, so here's Morris. Would you like to meet Morris?
Morris.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Maurice.
Oh, Maurice.
I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
My mum's watching that. She's fast-forwarding on the video player.
Yeah, the original Usher.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
No, he's not, though, is he?
A wild man.
A wild man.
Executive in the day and a wild man at night.
There's nothing wild about Maurice. Mike is quite particular.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast-forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Right, okay. My mum would have fast-forwarded at that point while smoking a really long fag.
Yeah, not for me.
You know, like the dot-com ones that, like, they're so long that they, like, bend in the middle a bit.
What was his name?
Mike.
What do you mean, on a stick?
No, they're just, you know, like, imagine Doc Cotton ones. I think they're called, like, Super Kings or something. They're massive. They're, like, they're twice the size. They're really, really long. Have you not seen them? Do you know what I mean? They almost have a little bend in them because they're so long.
This is great. All right, well, it's a no to Mike.
Sandra would have been like, oh, no, I don't think so, Mike. Anyway, Maurice is back.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Why can't you say W?
What does that mean?
Why did you say W with a huh? Did it then.
Maurice wants to take the top down.
Can I play Maurice again?
Okay.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Of his car.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's prepared to get sand in his tuxedo for you. Mum wouldn't have wanted a tuxedo guy. Okay, I don't know whether she would fit this bill around that time.
Okay, I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile.
That's Sandra, simple smile.
Yeah.
Lovely smile, but simple. Now, she probably would have... I mean, what would you do on the remote at this point? Would you press... Is there like an equivalent of a swipe?
I don't understand how it works. I assume there's a number attached to each one, and this is like a tape full of loads of them, right?
You call the number.
I assume this is how it works.
This is Maurice.
Like, it's like a video full of lots of people, and it would have been sent to plenty of women around the place, right?
Okay. This guy, we don't have his name.
I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman... Is all women.
Okay, he's not fussy.
The goddess went from being a very special person to just all women.
All women. This guy's interesting.
At night, I operate a damsel in distress hotline. I guess you'd call me a knight.
No, I'd call you a serial killer.
You know who your mum would be best suited for there? I've voted... I'm interested to know who you think, Scott.
Right, out of all of them?
Yeah.
What, for my mum?
For your mum, so...
Not Mike, because smoking.
Like stepdad.
What do you think, trendy girl with simple smile guy? Or the goddess?
I liked Maurice.
Right, I knew you were going to say Maurice.
Because he's wild at night.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Wild man. Okay, let's whatever it is, the equivalent of swiping, pressing a massive red button on the remote control there for Maurice, because he's wild. Now, do you remember when we talked about those people that put all the classic lines on their Tinder bios, thinking they're original, but everyone's got the same ones? Turned out, same thing happened in the 80s too.
I like to be with people who are as fun and adventuresome as well.
Is into having fun.
Have fun.
I enjoy having fun, yes.
Looking for somebody who likes to have a lot of fun.
I'm looking for someone to have fun with.
I'd love to have a good time. Able to have fun.
Fun and laughter.
And anything that's fun, I like to have fun.
And have a lot of fun.
It's like the original Love Island. Imagine if you didn't want someone who was fun. The thing is, everyone always says it. I'd like someone who's not fun. Please.
Anyway, that is it right there. That's like a potted history of what it was like to find someone by video in the 80s.
Scott Mills.
Swear to God, you're beautiful. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Maurice.
I love that song, but I feel that I'm saying his name wrong. Because I'm saying Bazzy. It's not right, that.
No?
It's, well, you know, like in this country, you'd say Basil.
Barzy.
Bazy. Someone else said to
Bazy.
Me. Like they say Basil in America.
Is it Barzy? Barzy.
Okay, good. Well, thanks everyone for clearing that up before we went on air there.
You've done this before where you've mispronounced a name and everyone's too scared to tell you. You sound like a right Muppet.
Well, I've that happened twice, but like, why didn't someone tell me during the song?
You know,
just have
it
a
was?
Little word in my ear and say, Scott, you're saying it
the
wrong.
The worst example of this was the Little Mix, and it was like, and it was number one for, oh, no, you do know about this. And
when I called it Thinko.
You were pronouncing it, trying to do the authentic sort of accent on it, but going, that's Little Mix there, it's and Senko.
It's just CNCO.
No one could say it. It's actually CNCO,
look,
mate.
I'm not a scary guy. If it's Barzy, just say it's Barzy, because I look like a fool.
Scott Mills. Stick it up and put it with the whole project. And she got that paddock on water moccasins. I'm rich in real life, I get that profit copy.
She get a taste. Hi, I'm Maurice. Let you get a taste.
Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. LA, you can get a taste.
Okay, I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile.
New York, do you love the taste?
The 80s dating profiles work well over this. Also, mate, wearing sunglasses during Tiger doesn't make you any more part of that scene.
I don't know, I was just feeling it, like, grab the shades, right? Because we've got new lights in here and stuff, and it just, I don't know, it just all felt right. I'll take them off.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Lucy.
Yes.
Yes, queen. 80s dating sounded fun, didn't it?
Oh, it sounded amazing. Oh my god, where is it today?
Right,
like maybe there is a demand for it.
They were ahead of their time. Now we just could put photos on dating apps, and like they were doing full on videos.
At night, really? I operate a damsel distress hotline. I guess you'd call me a knight.
Yeah, he didn't thought that through, did he?
A knight. I really like this idea. Maybe there's a service. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this right now because this could be the new one, where you receive 10 videos from people similar to that. Do you see what I mean? And then you just go through them of an evening.
I wouldn't need
videos.
I wouldn't need 10 videos. I'd just choose Maurice.
Hi, I'm Maurice.
Right. So Lucy, tell me about what you did that weekend.
Hey, I was at Britney Spears last night in Dublin.
Whoa!
How was it?
Oh, insane. It was absolutely amazing. She was the best dancer, singer, everything. It was just an amazing spectacle. Like, I've died and gone to heaven, pretty much. So.
Right. Yeah, see, how old are you?
I'm 22.
But loving the Spears. See, do you know, I've loved her for years, but at the moment when I see her, she's just kind of flailing her arms around everywhere. They never quite land in the right place, but I'm here for it.
That's okay. Oh. And Lucy, how was the chat from Britney Spears when she was performing? Like, what was the sort of patter like with the crowd?
She didn't really talk too much, but there was at one point where she got someone up from the crowd. It was during a freak show, and she got them on like a dog lead and started walking them about the stage.
We know about this, don't we, Scott?
We do know about this, yeah. I was part of that. Well, kind of part of that once. I don't want to go into
you
it.
Weren't,
I wasn't the person
you
on the lead.
The dog, or...
I, just someone I knew was on the lead, yeah. All right, so who do you normally choose on bangers?
It's usually you, Scott. I'm a big Eurovision fan, big cheesy pop fan,
so
you usually pick the right tunes for me.
Okay. Apparently when when Britney was in Brighton, she was like, hello, where are
yes,
wherever we are.
That's right. She turned around to a dancer and was like, where are we?
I love
Maybe
it.
A different voice. But
I love her. Right, this is what I've got for you today. Oh, it's not very me.
Okay.
I used to love this. Gossip standing in the way of control. Good one though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a banger. All right, you can have that, Lucy. You can have my choice. It's this.
Going back to your Ibiza roots.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is Eric Pritz. Pijano.
Pijano.
Oh, this is always so much easier. I'm so stressed. This
don't
is always
stressed.
So much easier when you're listening.
It's just a song. Don't worry about it.
It's just a song, but you've got to pick the right one.
Yeah.
Remember, everyone listening right now knows which one they want.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Scott. It's going to have to be Chris. It just was such a dancey tune. I need something to keep me going from Britney last night.
Okay, then.
Sorry, Scott.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm sorry.
It is fine. It's a tune. Here we go.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know.
Twins.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
That sounded incredible. Pijano by Eric Prydz on BBC Radio 1. Who won bangers yesterday?
It was...
How quickly did I forget?
It was me.
Oh, so you've won twice already?
Yes.
Okay. I'll come back strong tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's speak to Shawnee. You went viral this morning. Tell us why.
Well, a man was in the pub the other day and he was telling me how his job is a penguin erector.
A penguin erector?
It's not as dirty as you would think.
Right, and where does he do this erecting?
He does it at Edinburgh Zoo.
Okay, and
so
how do
statues
you...
of penguins that are getting erected?
No, absolutely not. It's real-life penguins.
Well, and he has to... Well, how does he erect them?
Right, so what happens is every time an aeroplane flies over Edinburgh Zoo, the penguins can't take their eyes off it, the full weight goes over. So they end up on their falling over and they're on their back.
No, really?
And he has to pick them all back up every single time it happens.
Right, so hang on a minute. So let me just imagine this. So there's a plane going over Edinburgh Zoo.
Yep.
Penguins can't deal. They're like literally like, this is the most amazing thing ever. And then because they're staring at it so much, they fall over, all of them.
Mm. Yeah, they get fixated on any object that they see. And because it goes right over them, they end up on their back.
Is it just planes?
Just planes.
Also, well, I guess the problem is they go right over, but then they can't get back up, can they, Scott? That's the point, because they haven't got arms and they've only got little legs. Like, you lie down on the ground now and try and get up without using your arms.
Okay.
Be a penguin. So the plane's just gone over. You're down there. Okay. Now, you're not allowed to move your legs up because they're only really little legs.
Put some plane sound effects on. What do I do now?
Now you've got to get up.
With no arms?
Yeah.
Hang on. What am I using now, then?
Well, this is why we need a Scott Mills erector right now, to bring you back up.
Oh, you're right. I can't get up. I'm
see?
I'm there for life.
Hence, the penguin erector at Edinburgh Zoo.
Can someone erect me, please?
Just, if you get up on your own now, we'll carry on talking.
No, but come on.
Fine, I'll do it again.
It is impossible.
First
you use your arms. Come on.
Come on then.
Oh!
Come on, there we go.
And there I are. Now I feel like a penguin. Thank you very much. Appreciate the help. I mean, eventually, at some point, you will have to do that all the time.
So the penguin erector... So this guy told you in the pub he was a penguin erector. Now, how much I see the need for this? This isn't actually a job, is it?
No.
So why do you think this has gone so viral?
I think it was the amount of people that genuinely believed that there was Edinburgh Zoo were hiring penguin directors. I have no idea.
So was he trying to chat you up?
No, no. So he's actually, we found out after it, but we're like second cousins. He just talks nonsense 24/7. I've never met such a Raj man in my entire life as Liam Ross. He just talks nonsense.
Okay.
And eventually somebody's got to believe it. So.
But he's your second cousin?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that at the time?
No, no.
Wow, this story has layers.
He's just an entertainer. He just literally comes into the pub and he will just like swing about from the lights and talks absolute nonsense until we shut and chuck him out.
Yeah, God, it's like me after a certain time of night, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got a lot of time for that one friend that's really entertaining in the pub but kind of bang average in the rest of life.
Are you saying that's me?
No, I don't think it is you. No, I don't think it is, but there's people that we know that I would say are just good value for the pub. Do you know what I mean? You don't want them in any area of your life. You don't want them coming along to a family function.
Right.
You don't want them round your house, really.
I understand.
They're great for the pub.
Just a pub friend, fine.
Yeah.
In fact, I think a lot of people will have these. It's just like, do I actually want to see you outside of the pub? Actually, no, I don't.
Do I want you anywhere near my sort of family or other friends? No, absolutely not.
We know loads of those people.
Yeah. You're a pub friend and I love you for that.
But that's it.
Well, I never knew that... The stuff that the boys talk in the pub, because they just talk nonsense to me 24/7. I never realised people would enjoy it so much.
I'd quite like this to be like a strand on the show, like a little thread. Like, have you gone viral? And let us know why, and if it's happened to you. At BBC R1 81199. Good to speak to you, Shawnee.
Thanks. Bye, Scott.
Scott Mills.
Funny that. I can't stop imagining you being a penguin now, and me.
Yeah,
I mean, really know what that means exactly. But
people are saying that it's a fake job chat-up line.
No, also, a lot of people are saying that it's one of those stories that it's like, oh, I heard this in the pub.
Yeah.
But actually, it's been on social a bit. But whatever, I really like this idea that you can go viral. And the point is, if your tweet is the one that gets picked up or your Insta story or whatever.
But do penguins actually have to be picked up?
No, we've already established it. What do you think? So you think when the planes are going over, the penguins are falling over?
I just can't see it.
Like, no, it's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
It's not true.
Okay,
no.
I've been on a long flight. I'm sorry. Do I need to catch up? I was about to Google penguins falling over because planes.
No.
Okay,
no,
right, I've got
happen.
It wrong. Okay, right, so it's definitely not true.
There's no such job as a penguin erector.
Okay, I'm going to get some sleep.
Scott Mills.
I was so enjoying... This morning, the story about the mountain on the Greg James show.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm just concerned about the pronunciation, so I'm just going to check with someone Welsh before I do it.
Okay. I just love when they get an idea in their heads. Do you know what I mean?
It's a really, really good show. More on this in a minute, when I find out how to say the name of said mountain.
BBC. Scott Mills.
Radio 1 just played you The Weeknd and Ariana Grande. Ariana and Pete Davidson all over each other. Have you seen the photos of the VMAs in New York last night?
Yeah, it's tongues, isn't it?
Like, literally all the tongues won't leave each other alone. She looks at him like she absolutely adores him. It is kind of cute, but I don't know whether I could trust him. I'm just putting... I know I'm not going out with him.
Well, that's deep.
I'm probably just jealous.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I knew that would happen. How dare you say that about our queen, Ari and Pete, our love goals. Okay. I don't know.
What you're doing, and I think a lot of people do this, is put yourself in the relationship, don't you? You go, right, if I was going out with that person, how would it be?
Right, imagine if I was Ariana's friend, you know, and this has happened between you and me, actually, and you want to say, look, I don't know the guy, but you want to say, look, mate, your boyfriend's an idiot. But you can't because they're one of your friends.
Yeah, but you're not saying that about him, are you? Or are you?
I don't know. I don't know whether I could trust him.
I think what you're doing is imagining that you're going out with him.
I'm just really jealous of the way they're looking at each other. Like I said, I've admitted it. This is BBC Radio 1. So, really enjoying Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James. 2 days down. So much fun so far. And the story about a hill, is brilliant. If you've not heard it, listen to this.
Earlier on in today's show at 6:30... I spotted a story that I really should have done on yesterday's show, but it was so noisy and there was so much going on and all the rest of it, and the red arrows and stuff. But this, This story has really attracted my attention and got all of you talking as well. It's about a former mountain in the Brecon Beacons that's been downgraded to a hill after it missed the measurements to be a mountain by just under 5 foot. This is devastating for the Brecon Beacons. The Breckons have lost a beacon. And what's more incredible is that the mountain is called Fanny Big. And James, our listener, is situated quite near to the base of the mountain now, aren't you, James?
That's right, Greg. Yeah, I'm in the Brecon Beacons National Park now. It's a nice day here and I'm at the bottom of Fanny Big.
Lovely. Well, it's great to have you on the show today. I know that you've got a lot on, but people were worried that we wouldn't be able to follow yesterday's show where we got the Red Arrows to do a display for us on bicycles. But today we are going to reclaim a mountain and send a listener up to the top of the mountain. And are you going to shove something in, Fanny Big, to make it bigger?
That's right. We're going to climb one of the beacons and I've got a radio on port, so we're going to stick it on top, Greg.
Okay. So that will technically, and maybe just temporarily, make it into a mountain again, at least for the day.
At least for the day, yeah. The beacon will be a beacon once again.
Okay, brilliant. Well, this is exactly what we wanted for show two. So, James, I will send you off up the hill. You make that hill a mountain.
Thank you, Greg.
We'll speak to you before the end of the show. Is it a couple of hours for the climb?
Yeah, it's going to take me about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get up there.
Brilliant. All right, just after 9:30, we'll get you on again. Godspeed.
Cheers, Greg. Thank you.
Oh, we can make Fanny Big again.
Oh, good use of Godspeed as well. I'm really enjoying this show.
I love the missions that they're doing on this show.
Yeah. But then, and it was probably a signal issue because it's all sketchy signal around there, Greg and the team couldn't get hold of James for the rest of the show. So we don't know if James managed to climb up Fanny and stick his flag in it. However, I am told that we can exclusively reveal right now. Are we allowed to do this, yeah? Greg did catch up with James, and you can find out tomorrow morning on Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James if he did make Fanny Big again.
Oh, come on.
Scott Mills. I will go, go,
go. Oh, I like it. Marshmallow, Bastille, Happier on BBC Radio 1. We should say what our producer did when Marshmallow came in last time. For some reason, he gets a real thrill out of making things really awkward or inappropriate. I don't know why, he just does.
I don't know if he's trying to make the situation more comfortable.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So Marshmallow turns up with loads of important American PR people. They all look normal. Obviously, there's one guy with like a massive plastic white helmet on. He goes, right then, which one of you is Marshmallow? Sour-faced American's like, isn't that funny?
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.